two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Mostly cloudy, 73 degrees. KSL's top story. A Layton man could face the death penalty after the murder of his wife and parents last week. He's been charged with three counts of aggravated murder. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has details.
34-year-old Jeremy Bailey is accused of shooting his wife and her parents to death at his home in Layton last week. Police say he went to the store to buy more ammunition after the triple murder and then posted about what he had done using his late wife's Facebook before calling 911. In addition, he's also charged with three counts of torture of a companion animal. He could face the death penalty should the prosecution file for it in 60 days. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A man already convicted on child pornography charges has been arrested again. This time, 42-year-old Joshua Tisco of South Salt Lake was booked into Salt Lake County Jail for possession of a child sex doll. This doll thing only became a crime this past year when the legislature passed the measure without a single lawmaker opposing it. Americans who rely on federal money are nervous over this looming default deadline. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, seniors, veterans, and Americans living with disabilities would be among the first to suffer if the federal government is unable to pay its bills. 56-year-old Pamela Gamby tells ABC News her entire monthly budget is built around her $1,200 disability check, which she uses to provide for herself and her granddaughter.
Without Social Security and SNAP, not only would we be homeless, my goodness, we wouldn't have money to buy food with.
The Treasury Department says the government could default as soon as next week unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. A historic nomination announced today, President Biden tapping General C.Q. Brown to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That would make him the second African-American Joint Chiefs chairman after the late Colin Powell.
And I know it's shared by all of my colleagues. He is a very well-respected, highly experienced, and decorated Air Force general and is the absolute right person for the job.
That is former State Department official Mick Mulroy. He is an ABC News contributor. The U.S. is working with other nations to provide training for Ukrainian forces on F-16 fighter jets. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Ukrainians have momentum in some key areas, and the training will help bolster that momentum.
Hopefully, it will put the Ukrainians in a good place to be able to change the dynamics on the battlefield.
But the Pentagon says it will take some time for the Ukrainians to build up a sizable air force. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, negotiations are continuing on the debt ceiling in Washington, but it could mean possible changes for food stamps. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
Some congressional Republicans want to change work requirements for those getting food stamps or SNAP benefits. Right now, able-bodied adults under 50 years old have to work at least 20 hours a week to get benefits if they don't have any dependents. That age could rise, though, to 56. This comes after pandemic-era benefits were also recently phased out.
In Utah, someone working 20 hours per week can receive SNAP benefits for 3 months every 3 years. KSL News Time, 5:33. We have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. We've just learned they're going to be blowing up rocks in Parley's Canyon tomorrow. You can expect intermittent closures tomorrow morning in Parley's Canyon between 6 and 8 a.m. Plan accordingly if you're going to work. The Salt Lake City homeless population is getting help from Weber County high school students.
Construction classes in the Weber School District are building and selling tiny homes to the Other Side Village, a neighborhood providing affordable housing to Utahns coming out of homelessness.
They were a part of not only, you know, the framing part, but also they were learning electrical and plumbing and finish work and all of those things, and they could see it all come to fruition.
Director of Career and Technical Education for the district, Rod Belknap, says students are excited about coming to school, saying their work benefit their community. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:34. There's a shortage of lifeguards around the country this summer, but Calista Pearson of the Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation says it's not a big problem here. There are lifeguards.
We have almost normally 1,200 lifeguards throughout the year or for summer season. Right now, we're only short 160 lifeguards, and that's across 19 different pools throughout the county.
She tells Amanda, you know, KSL News Radio's Amanda Dixon, her department is still hiring for a number of summer recreation jobs, and the pay is pretty good. Today begins the 100-day countdown till BYU plays its first football game as a member of the Big 12. KSL BYU insider Mitch Harper joined Utah's Morning News. He says the excitement is building.
There's a lot of potential for BYU to be a real solid member of this conference that's going to look to evolve after Texas and Oklahoma move on next year.
We're going to count down the 100 days here on KSL News Radio. Mitch is going to be filing reports for us featuring the players and the coaches as they get set for their first season in the Power 5 Conference. You're going to hear those reports on Utah's Morning News and right here on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News weekdays on KSL News Radio. It's 5:35. It's been a bit of a rough go this afternoon. It's the getaway, and we have first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's definitely been rough, and we have leftover delays northbound on I-15. Emergency traffic going from Woods Cross into Farmington. A new crash. This is in Bluffdale, northbound I-15, prior to 146 South. It has been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:36. Tina Turner, in her own words, next.
Check out Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America Memorial Day Savings. This Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Save 20.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.